Broadcasting live from Huonville, banjos hitting the burbs, giving back a bow buddy from last year as well, Jim, which is good. And I tell you what, still steaming, so many people coming in here, and it smells so goddamn good.
It smells good, mate, and speaking of banjos, all 29 banjos, bakery, cafe stores across Tasmania will be donating 50 cents from every large coffee sold throughout the month of May to Stay Chatty. And to chat to us a bit more about it, friend of the show, Nath, get the round of applause ready for Mitchie McPherson.
Morning, boys. Thanks for having us.
Mitchie. Yeah, you're still in Monday. Don't worry, mate.
I was trying to think of something that rhymed with Mitchie that went with Friday, and I had nothing, so...
Yeah.
No. I just snuck down.
That's why we got you in Monday. Yeah, you snuck down. Mitchie was just driving past. He went, hey, boys, come on in.
I'm doing the scenic route into work, into Salamanca. Mitchie, this is awesome, mate. Can you tell us all about hashtag coffee month? What does it mean for you guys? What does it mean for the people at Banjos?
This is our seventh year of doing coffee month, so it's pretty amazing. Yeah, Banjos reached out 7 years ago, funny enough, and said, we've got an idea where 50 cents from every large coffee across our stores across a month would go to you guys. The money's amazing. You know, we end up getting, you know, roughly, we've raised over $150,000 or that's been donated from Banjos over the years.
Oh,
it's
wow.
around $30,000 every month, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But for us, it's the awareness. You know, like, we just, we encourage people, as you said, Nath, coffee chats, check in, take the time to sit down with a loved one, a friend, a family member, and just have a good old-fashioned conversation and talk about mental health, talk about what's been happening in their life, and, yeah, we get really excited about this month every single year.
We always say, like, you know, you should catch up and have a chat, and I feel like there's probably two ways people go about it. It's usually over beers or drinks or coffee, and I think probably coffee's the more healthier, responsible one.
Absolutely.
So I guess, yeah, speak on that, Mitch, I guess, to how important it is for people to catch up, put it in your calendar, text someone, go, hey, let's go get a coffee, have a chat, see how you are.
Well, we always say, we all know that it's important to stay connected and have conversations, but then lots of us have busy lives as well, and we put it off. So I suppose this month is that reminder that you hear us talking about it, like on the radio today, you see it on social media, you see it in banjo stores, and yeah, we hope that people actually stop and go, right, you know, I've been saying this for a while, I've been going to catch up with Jimmy, haven't seen you for a while, I'm going to send him a text and hang out and talk about how things are going. So if anything, we just hope that someone just reaches out to someone they haven't for a while because they saw this simple reminder, and that's the job done, and that's the special thing that banjos are able to do and help us impact some positive change.
Mitchie, obviously we know that with Stay Chatty, you guys run so many incredible programs across the state, so many different things, but the money that you raise, I mean, you just said it's a huge amount of money that you raise from hashtag coffee month. Where is that money going? Just to remind people what people are donating to and the kind of stuff that you guys are putting on.
Yeah, we're fortunate that we're funded through various initiatives for some programs, but we're always coming up with fresh and brand new ideas. We've got something exciting happening on Wednesday next week that we've been plugging through our social media. And all the initiatives that we come up with in our minds and in our team meetings, we need money to actually create them and make them happen. So while some of our programs are funded, some of them aren't, and they've allowed us to put on some more staff and run other initiatives and have other things that we wanted to achieve as an organisation. So, yeah, Wednesday's a prime example of one that we'll hopefully announce with you guys next week. But, yeah, it just allows us to keep sparking conversations. We want to keep growing and coming up with fresh initiatives, and having that money there to do that certainly allows us to make that change.
Absolutely.
I know we always say it, but it just feels like something we need to hit on again, is like that you constantly need to do more. Mm. I mean, you guys do such a good job around the state. I mean, we're talking about all 29 banjos are getting involved in this. You guys have so many programs. But we always need to be having more conversations.
We've come a long way. I think, you know, we've been, Stay Chatty's been around. It's our eighth birthday in July, which is pretty amazing.
Wow.
And people often ask, you know, are we making a difference? Not just us, but as a society. And we absolutely have come a long way. The awareness is out there. But mental health, more so than ever, is something that we've all got to focus on, keep learning more about, and continue to educate people about it. Because, lots of people are becoming more comfortable to talk about it. So they need to know how to do that and where they can go to do that. So that's where our work's really important. And as I said, things like this are great to spark the conversation. But as I said, the funds then allow us to keep growing and creating, as I said, keep saying positive change.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, look, if you are listening to the show and you're going to catch up with someone this month, or even if you're not, you know, put in your diaries, do it at a Banjos, get yourself a large coffee. You're doing a good thing catching up with someone that you love, but also that money's going to a very worthy cause.
Can I say one thing as well? It doesn't just have to be a coffee, because they've got the new lasagna pies that I've been
eyeing. That's mine.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.